The Gemara in Berachot Daf Yud concludes that Halakha follows Rabbi Yoshua in regarding the latest time that one can read the Kiryat Shema, which is Shalosh Sha'ot. The Gemara also concludes there that the Berachot of Kiryat Shema are able to be said after that time. But the Gemara does not give us an end time for the Berachot of Kiryat Shema. It just says, HaKore Mikan Lo Efsid. One that reads after the third hour does not lose out, which means he could make the Berachot, but how long does he have to make these Berachot? So there's a three-way Machloket amongst the Rishonim. It seems from Harambam and the Rif that it goes all day, that you could make Berachot Kiryat Shema until sunset. From the Ritba and from some of the Baalei Tosafot, it's mashma that you only have until midday. That's Chatzot. And according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, he says that you only have until the fourth hour. So again, a three-way machloket. Harambam all day for the Berachot, the Ritba, which means Chatzot, and then you have the Shitot that say the Rosh, which is until the fourth hour. Maran in Siman Nun Het was posek like the Rosh, that you only have until the fourth hour to say Kiryat Shema, which is 1 hour later than the time of Shema. Now normally when it comes to reading Shema, we prefer to read it according to the earlier time. There's two times that are posted. One bases the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the other the Gaon de Vilna, which you see on your calendars. Preferably for Kiryat Shema, one should try to make it within the earlier time. However, when it comes to the Berachot of Kiryat Shema, he can be lenient even to rely on the later time. However, after the fourth hour, even according to the later time that's posted on the calendars, one cannot say the Berachot of Kiryat Shema after that. So he loses Shema after the third hour, and he loses Berachot after the fourth hour.